Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala falah. Hayya alal falah. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilahe illallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يخلو يوم القيامة بعبده المؤمن ويقرره بذنوبه فيقول قد سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم. On the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be alone with his believing servant and will ask him about his sins, saying, I concealed them from you in this world and I forgive them for you today. While I was walking with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala with the whole hadithes, holding his hand, a man came and said to Umar, what did you hear from the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying about secret conversation, al-Najwa? Umar ibn Khattab replied, I heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah brings the believer close, places his cloak over him, and says, do you recognize such and such sin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover him. It'll be only him and Allah azza wa jal. No one else in that conversation. Do you recognize such and such sin? Do you recognize such and such sin? He will say, yes, ya Allah. Until when he has acknowledged all his sins and he sees that himself, he is guilty, he will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, I concealed or hidden them from you in this world. How many sins we do commit or we do, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them. People do not know about them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I forgive them for you today. But that's not free. He seeks a little bit of fear, a little bit of love for the Sunnah and for the Quran. It wouldn't happen to any believer. Some believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the D-Day, he'll be worried. For himself? No. For his family? No. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, he'll say, once we'll be in front of Allah azza wa jal, he'll say, Wallahi, ya Allah, la as'aluka Fatimah ibnati, wa la Safiyyah ammati, wa la Khadijah zawjati, bal ummati ummati. Oh Allah, I'm not asking you to forgive my daughter Fatima, or to forgive my auntie Safiya, or to forgive Khadija radiallahu anha, my wife. Ya Allah, forgive my community, my ummah, my ummah. Ya Allah, I'm here for my ummah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you want to do the hisab kitab? The reply of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَنْ أَجِدَ أَرْحَمَ مِنْكَ. Ya Allah, for the day, today, there won't be any more merciful than you. That's one of his mercy. Some of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will tell them, do you recognize this sin? Do you recognize this sin? Do you recognize this sin? And in a hadith narrated by Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, will
mention only small sins. And the hadith comes, بَدَّلْتُهَا لَكَ أو أُبَدِّلُهَا. I've changed these small sins to good deeds. For your level in Jannah. Then the believer will come and say, Ya Allah, there's many sins you have not mentioned. One of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this ummah. What? The question is, what are we doing to deserve or to be amongst them? Every single person should ask himself. So he will be given his book and good deeds. As for the, this is, and then فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his book. He'll take his book with his right hand. As for the non-believers and the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, they are the ones who lied. And the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the wrongdoers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, nothing will be hidden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been grateful to this ummah that we will witness against Nuh, the people of Nuh who did not believe Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the people who did not believe Lut alayhi salam, the people who did not follow Ibrahim alayhi salam, the people who did not follow Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. He has blessed us for ourselves, and He has blessed us as an ummah. How many of us do take this into consideration? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your word, the value of your word on that day will be such as if you've seen someone with your own eyes. Have you ever seen Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam? Has anyone here seen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Has anyone seen Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Has anyone seen Fir'aun? Has anyone seen Namrud? Has anyone seen Azar? No one. But your word, that's how valuable your word are. Now today, what's the value of our word? The value, this ummah was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately, we do reply when someone subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Quran negatively. The value of this ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it on the D-Day, today if someone was to come and tell us a hadith that goes against our will, we will reply. So, ask myself, ask everyone, asks himself, what's my status? Where am I? And will I be amongst one of them? By far, if you do not respect the hadith or the Quran, Kalamullah, how can you be one? How can you hope? On a daily basis, alhamdulillah, after Salatul Isha, there is a hadith, one hadith or two regarding the Quran. Yesterday we spoke about the Quran as a guideline. وَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Nuran, Mubina. There's two types of lights. One light that's clear and shows you the path. One light that doesn't show you the path. Just like the one that Munafiqeen. Duruna naqtabis min nurikum. Their light will be just in front of them. They can't see what's ahead. us as Muslims, Ahlul Iman, their light. Just that light was a guideline, and that light did delight all the path in front of them. That same light, that same faith, that same Iman will be the light that on the Day of Judgment one will be traversing the, going through to Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Therefore, dear brothers, the hadith of today, I have to ask myself, you have to ask yourself, everyone has to ask themselves, do I deserve this treatment? Yes or no? The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. And His mercy in the hereafter is many times greater than what He has, what we're experiencing here today. And it will be for His believing servants. And it has many forms. One of them is forgiving. One of the forms is forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the forms. Some of the believers will enter Jahannam, unfortunately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from it. And they will get closer, closer. They will climb up and they'll get closer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at them. Will say, what's going on? Ya Allah, please. Please, just take me out of Jahannam and put me in the corner. That's what I'm asking. Nothing else. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nothing else. He say yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out and he will put him in that corner. Yes. And then he'll see a little palm tree, little shadow. You say, Ya Allah, I'm scared to sleep inside Jahannam again. Can you please just take me there? So Allah will say, what did you say? Say, Ya Allah, Anta Rabbul Alameen. Then you say, okay, take him. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door of Jannah a little bit, and a beautiful smell will come from there. Say, Ya Allah, just take me next to that door. What did you say? You said you don't want anything else. Say, Ya Allah, I'm weak, and Anta Rabbul Alameen. Allah will take him. In Jannah, he will see a massive, beautiful garden. Lovely and really big. Say, Ya Allah, who does this belong to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this belongs to you. The man himself, the hadith says, Ya Allah, atastahzi'u bi wa anta rabbul alameen? Atastahzi'u bi wa anta rabbul alameen? Ya Allah, are you joking? And you are the rabbul alameen? No. This is one of his mercy. Do not compare his mercy with anyone. And do not compare his mercy here with the life of hereafter. His mercy with us believers starts in the grave. His mercy with us believers, it starts in the grave. Because if it's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can answer the questions. If it's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one will be protected from Adabul Qabr. His mercy, that's what we're chasing. His mercy, that's what we're looking for. His mercy here, is, with us, as far as we're concerned, is limited with our life. Ya Allah, I want to have a great life. I want to be independent. Okay. You're seeking His mercy. What are you doing for that?
How many salats do you pray in the mosque? Am I a Friday to Friday person? Or am I a Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah person? Or am I a Ramadan to Ramadan person? Or am I a daily person regarding salah with jama'ah? Ask yourself, Ya Allah, there's something. Now, as far as we're concerned, if we are not conscious and do not keep it in our head and our heart, that's His mercy, is there. And we have to chase it, we have to run after it, we won't do anything. Like sometimes, there is our saying, like whether it's us Arabs or non-Arabs, and what they say, like you know, when someone talks about a sin, some brothers, elders, our elders, they say, Khuda bhi hai bhai, there's an Almighty here. There is an Almighty here. That, once upon a, we might say once a week, once a month, some of us once a year, some of us once a life, that should be on a daily basis. Then, you can consider yourself as someone who's chasing His mercy. In this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a hadith Qudsi that was presented to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith was narrated by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Najwa. And this Najwa, it is in Surah Al-Mujadala. إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِينَ. Najwa means confidential. Sometimes you want to talk to someone responsible and be confidential with them. And you don't like when someone is there around to hear what we're saying. Munafiqeen used to do that to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what they used to say, Ya Rasulallah, we can't sit with these poor people. Talking about Muhajireen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned that. He said, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And He knew where to hit them. He said, if you want a confidential, if you want a private VIP appointment, give a sadaqah. That ayah didn't last a day, I think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the hukum away. Najwa with Allah Azza wa Jal and no one else. Najwa with Allah Azza wa Jal and no one else. When you are confidential to someone or when you've got something private, that's not called Najwa. That's called Mashwara. The Najwa that we're talking about is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment with Ibadihi al-Mu'mineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those believers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us in this life and in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of Sunnah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the yaqeen, tawakkul, khashya. أقول ما تسمعون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سنة الطلبة وتمشي لكم بعد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا صدق الله العظيم. وروى البخاري في صحيحه قال بينما أنا أمشي مع ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما آخذ بيده إذ عرض رجل فقال كيف سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في النجوى فقال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله يدني المؤمن فيضع عليه كنفه ويستره فيقول أتعرف ذنب كذا أتعرف ذنب كذا فيقول نعم أي ربي حتى إذا قرره بذنوبه ورأى في نفسه أنه هلك قال سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم فيعطى كتاب حسناته وأما الكافر والمنافقون فيقول الأشهاد هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين اللهم لا تجعلنا منهم اللهم لا تجعلنا منهم اللهم لا تجعلنا من الظالمين أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر سائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. اللهم صل على المجتبى سيدنا محمد هلال الرجاء شفيعنا، وسيدنا محمد سفينة النجاة، صلاة تكون لنا فرجا وتفتح لنا أبواب السماء فتحا قريبا منفرجا. اللهم شفعه فينا بجاهه عندك. عباد الله، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين ولا تجعلنا من الخاسرين، اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين يوم لقائك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. سووا صفوفكم رحمكم الله. جزاكم الله عنا خير، بارك الله فيكم. Quick announcement, brothers, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, after Salatul Isha, there'll be a conference here, inshallah ta'ala. We'll be talking about the value of time. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock, there'll be a conference, inshallah ta'ala. So all the brothers are invited to participate. My women and children as well. Yes, jazakumullah anna khair. There'll be, the woman will be upstairs, and the man will be downstairs, inshallah ta'ala. First of all, second of all, after Jumu'ah, inshallah ta'ala, after Salah, we will make dua for one brother. His mother's passed away. Most of us know him, Dr. Afzal. Dr. Afzal, he's lost his mother, I think, 2 days ago. The brothers from here went and they buried her yesterday. So he's requested from us, Jama'atan, of course, and in private, to make dua for his mother. And inshallah ta'ala, so we will do that after Salah. And we will remember our dear ones who's not amongst us as well in our du'as. Jazakumullah anna khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين آمين. إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا إنه كان في أهله مسرورا إنه ظن أن لن يحور بلى إن ربه كان به بصيرا Allahu Akbar. Allahumma laka raka'tu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu khashi'a laka sam'i wa basari wa mukhi wa 'azmi wa 'asbi. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Rabbana wa lakal hamdu hamdan katsiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma laka sajadtu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu sajada wajhi alladhi khalaqa wa sawwara wa shaqqa sadra fa tabaraka Allah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سجد وجهي الذي خلق وصور وشق وسمع وبصر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالق الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر. اللهم لك ركعت ولك سلمت خشع لك سمعي ومخي وعظمي وعظمي. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد. الله أكبر. فتبارك الله أحسن الله أكبر. الله أكبر. اللهم لك سجدت وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت سجد وجهي الذي خلق وشق فتبارك الله أحسن الله أكبر. تحية السلام علينا وعلى عبادنا الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. اللهم صل على محمد كما صليت على وبارك على محمد كما باركت عليه في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. هذا من قبل نعوذ بك من فتنة ونعوذ بك من شر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم استغفر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مسلف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم إن أخونا وحبيبنا طلب منا الدعاء لأمه. اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافها واعف عنها وأكرم نزلها ووسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقها من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وجازها بالحسنات إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا وغفرانا. اللهم يسر لها عند سؤال منكر ونكير. اللهم اغفر وارحم جميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم. اللهم اشف جميع مرضى المسلمين. اللهم عاف مبتلانا يا أكرم الأكرمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره. اللهم أعز الإسلام وأنصاره يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.